Welcome to Still Talking Uncut. I'm your favorite host in the whole world, Big Easy, joined by Uncle Joey and Matt LaMasters. Welcome to the show, you know. Welcome to the show. This ain't AAM. This is Still Talking. We love to have all y'all. You know, we got special guests tonight. My man, Donnie, the Beattyville Hillbillies. If you don't know about the Beattyville Bourbon and Moonshine Festival, you best get acquainted because it is a damn good time. It is one of the three I go to every single year. I make sure every year I go to Beattyville, the Jam, and Farm the Bottle. So, and Beattyville is always my first one.
Well, I'll be my first year there, and I'm excited to go.
So, welcome to the show, Donnie. Welcome to the show, brother. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
So, Sean's late. That's the normal thing. We're just going to move on, and we won't bust his balls until later. So, you're right. Finally, Mr. Daniel. So, anyways, you know, we start the show like we always do. What you're drinking on, you know, often imitated, never duplicated. You know, the biggest form of flattery is imitation by mediocrity. So... throwing them hard tonight. Yeah, boy. Hey, it's Monday night. Sometimes you just need a water, especially when you go hard on the weekends. So I know we all met up at the winery yesterday, and I didn't really have much wine, but I know Matt and Uncle Joey was going hard. So,
yeah.
Great times.
You know, yep. That's what I'm drinking on.
Anything special? What, water?
It's just natural spring water. All of it.
Yeah. Matt's potato froze. His Starlink is working too well.
He needs I got to a little bit Elon. Of the Sugarland Mountain Corn Legacy. I like the way it tastes. I hear a lot of people bag on it, but, man, I think it's a good drink of liquor.
I would pull that out if it's me.
What you got to do, you know? I was feeling like a high-proof night, so, you know, I always go with the corn liquor. And Uncle Dum Dum, old Daryl down in Florida.
Yeah, I've not seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's busy running that distillery. I don't think he's got time to get away.
Yeah. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he is. I like old Daryl. They're good people. We was hoping to come up for Doug's release while he was down there, and they just didn't make it. But it's always next time. So
we went down the night before at the pre-party with Doug, then we had to come back home.
Yeah.
I saw
you at Smokestone.
You were at the taco joint, weren't you?
Yeah.
And that place was packed. I saw you and your wife, and I wanted to make it over to introduce myself, but, man, that place was rocking and rolling.
It was. I think I just saw him like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
It's easy to wave to people when you're seeing over everybody. So,
Right.
We're going to make Sean sit backstage. We don't tell Sean we're 5 minutes late. Right, so here he goes. What's up? Right on time. Right on time. You don't know how to work the computer.
Yeah.
I'm always on my time. Okay.
There he is.
Right on time.
Yep. It's my fault. But anyways, I apologize.
We're talking about the Beattyville Moonshine Festival. Why don't you go on ahead and tell us about that before we get into anything else? Because, you know, it's one of my favorite ones every year. So,
I think it's going to be June the 14th this year. I don't know if that's when it was last year or not, but I think they're going to change it up a little bit, maybe have it in the evening instead of during the day. And I don't know. Granny knows more about it than I do, but I think they're going to have the biggest coon pecker contest. And I know that's one of them.
Who's got the biggest coon pecker? I already lost, so.
And I think they're going to have a moonshine steel contest, like the prettiest one, the old-fashioned one. You know, I don't know what all the categories is, but they're going to do something like that.
So are you guys, are they going to have it downtown like normal, or are they going to move it to the campground?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be downtown this time, but it may be a different spot next year. We've got a couple places that and they're really nice, but it's far out of town. You know, I don't know how it would go over.
Yeah.
As far as people coming to it, I don't know.
Yeah, this past year was my first year. I really enjoyed it. That was a good time.
It was just hot, but we had a good time.
It was hot.
Yeah.
So how many years has the Beattyville Festival been going on?
This will make the fifth year. So
I remember my first year, Sean was like, yeah, come down, set up, sell some t-shirts. I'm like, cool, you know, like got me a little tent, you know, got some shirts printed, went down with some Philly Moonshine shirts, and then all of a sudden the rain comes. It flooded, and it just started washing all my shit away. And we're standing it was calf deep on me. So it was like knee deep on the old lady, and the water's just rushing, and it's just washing all of our shit away. And we're holding down the tent because the storm's coming through. It's trying to blow everything away. And I'm like, if I ever come back again, I'm not setting up a tent. I'm just coming to hang out. And so ever since then, I went, not set up a tent. It hasn't rained. It's been hot and beautiful, you know. And that time of year, you got to expect hot. So, but, you know, it's been a great time. And then the after parties are where it's at. So,
Yeah, we always have one over at the cabin.
Yeah, if you can find your way there and not miss it.
That
pink bell box jumps out of nowhere.
It does. It does. So, I remember first when we went up there the first time, it was like, I believe somebody's wife was like, said something to my old lady, like, are you sure you want to go up there? Had no idea. And they're like, yeah, up a mountain. They're like, don't go past the pink mailbox. If you go past the pink mailbox, you got to back down the mountain in the dark. And you're just like, it's, you know, like we flatland folks. So it's way different for us. And so it's like, it's crazy as shit. So ride with somebody who knows where they're going.
I think George Rowe still gets lost when he comes over.
So talk about a little bit, I guess, of how you got into the moonshine and all that stuff, man.
Well, during the summers growing up, me and my brother and my first cousin, we always stayed with my grandpa and granny, you know, and he would tell stories about making moonshine all day long. I mean, just nonstop every day. And I guess that's what sparked my interest in it. But he never would show me anything. He always told me there wasn't no good in it and I didn't need to know. That's what he told me. but then again, he'd have us shelling corn every day and grinding corn. And we thought it was for the chickens. But he had us doing all the work he was making whiskey with.
Well played.
Well played, Grandpa. Well played. Yeah.
So smart man.
Yeah, he was. He was a smart guy.
You sure he wasn't Sean's grandpa? It must be where Sean learned it from. That's the master right there.
Hello. But yeah, that's how I got started. And you know, when I got a little older, I went around, talked to everybody that I could find. I went, you know, anybody that made it, I'd go talk to them. Because you can always learn something everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
You never quit learning, you know. Even if it's the wrong way to do something, you still learn.
Yeah. What not to do.
Yeah.
That's my specialty. I will teach you what not to do.
But you never quit learning, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, and the way I see it, like the things that you learn not to do generally wind up being a good story.
Yeah.
Those lessons stick longer too.
Oh yeah, easier to remember, and you never forget them. That's for sure.
Yeah. When it starts costing you money, you start learning a little quicker.
Yeah, that's right.
Or losing all your hair, burning your hair off, or something like that.
If it costs you money or pain, you tend to remember it a lot better. So.
Oh yeah. But I wrote down a lot of stories that I can remember him telling. I've been writing a book. Maybe I'll finish it one of these days. But I let a couple of people read what I wrote so far, and they really liked it.
Nice. Well, good.
That'd be awesome to read, man. It really would. Those are real life stories. you know, you know, those are the ones that you really want to dig into, and probably stuff to learn from those stories.
I've got all kinds of stories. I just have to have something trigger them to be able to remember them. That's the thing.
So what got you into building stills?
Well, I was wanting one, and so I decided I'd try to build one, and that's how I got started.
It's cheaper that way.
Well, I don't know if it's cheaper or not.
How much copper did you go through before you built?
I don't remember. Right. But I've been building a few stills here lately. I haven't done anything in a couple of years, and this guy come down and worked on one and made me get in a mood to do it again. So I started building some.
Are you affected by the fires in the Carolinas at all?
No.
That's a question.
I'm in Kentucky.
I figured. A little north there, huh?
Yeah. Common sense isn't very common anymore.
Yeah.
Our town flooded again here a couple weeks ago.
I was going to ask you, what about that flooding? Are you up high enough where it doesn't touch you?
Oh, yeah.
Babyville's in Kentucky. Babyville's in Kentucky. Just a little southeast of Lexington.
Yeah. About an hour and a half from south and east.
Yep.
So you would you like to tell us about the museum you put together there? I haven't been there to see it.
That's what I want to hear about.
We all want to go.
Hey, y'all need to come check it out. Sign the wall too when you come. They started a trail here. We have the bourbon trail, and they started a moonshine trail. But we didn't have a distillery or anything. But so we decided to do the museum. And I need a place to put all my junk anyway, so it worked out good.
Hey, best part about having your own museum is the lady can't complain about you bringing artifacts home.
Right.
Like, hey, look what I found. That's
you
what
found
I'm
a loophole.
From now on, yep, I got a museum. Anybody want to come by and see my museum?
Is that what Matt's doing? Matt's starting a museum?
It might as well be.
His funding has been halted.
Have y'all seen the outdoor steel we built?
Yeah, that thing's beautiful.
Oh yeah, man, it worked so good. It blew our mind. We couldn't believe it worked that good. We never made any with wood before, and that was the first time. But it was so easy. I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You could watch the stream if it started to back off. You could put two little pieces, what I call kindling, in there, and it'd come right back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so easy. It worked so good.
Go ahead.
I found some pictures yesterday of when we was building it that Herman had sent me. I posted them online there.
Hell yeah.
What kind of things do you have in the museum?
Well, let's see. A couple winters ago, JB took me to where him and Popcorn made the last run, the movie. And I dug a rock out of the old steel site there where they had their pot.
Nice.
And JB signed it, and I brought it back, and I got it in the museum.
Nice.
It was pretty cool to go to that place. It was probably 5 or 6 miles straight up a mountain, you know, to get to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we was going to get to go because it's in a protected area now. It's in a watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And but they let us go because it was JB. That was the only reason why. but
awesome.
But it was a neat place. But in the museum, I got a timeline from the beginning, you know, when this first people came over and started making whiskey, all the way up to today. It's really neat. I made it out of copper, and it branches off of T's and piece of copper points to whatever, or got a picture of we're talking about. It's pretty neat. I got a pair of cow shoes in there that George made.
I've seen pictures of those.
Yeah. Leave it to George to make that.
Yeah, you know how Michael Jackson done the moonwalk? I put them on that and done the moonwalk.
You'll, The old cow pie.
The cow pies.
Watch a cow jump over the moon.
Yeah.
So
then we got several steels in there too. Got a one whole room full of steels. And we got a steel that we found, I don't know, a couple of miles from here. We went hunting one day. We found four steels in one day.
Wow.
And we brought one of them back, and I got it in the museum. Nice. My grandpa, where we found this at, he used to live in that holler. And there's a good chance that that was one of his.
Yeah.
On the side of it, it's got an orange that had B and S wrote on the side of it. And we assume that stood for Babel Sheriff because they'd shot it up and chopped it up and all that.
They tagged it.
But yeah, but we put it back together and put it in there.
Now, is that a copper one or is that?
No, this one's not copper. Back then, they would use whatever they had to work with, you know. It's a steel drum with a number two wash tub on top of it. It fits right on it perfect. Nice. And for the thumper, they used a Fisher's lard can. Then
interesting.
Then a wooden barrel with a worm, copper worm in it.
Huh.
As far as the arm goes, I've heard stories where they take an old bed and cut the curved part of the bed out and use it for the arm, you know, or they just use whatever they get hold of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything, you know.
And I've actually got a picture of my grandpa with a steel just like it also, so.
So how long has the museum been open, Donnie?
For 1 year, I guess.
So how long has your idea been in the works?
Well, I thought about that for a long time. I really have. I just never knew about how to go about it. But after they started the trail, now it's going to be a continuous, you know, flow of people coming.
Yeah.
The furthest people that's come so far was Norway.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
Now, do you get people every day or does it?
No, not every day. Mainly during the summer and in the fall when it gets cold, people stop coming.
Right.
Understandable.
Very understandable.
But there was a group of people come about 2 weeks ago. It was about, I think it was 15 of them.
Nice. Stay in the
gorge. Yeah, they were staying at the Red River Gorge over here and they wanted something to do, so they came by. Then we got some videos too inside there. You know, people can sit and watch if they want to, and a little gift shop. And they were putting up new signs now from the interstates to here, you know, for the trail. So that's going to really help too. Help people find how to get here also.
Yeah, you get a lot of people from Ohio hitting that trail. So that
Ohio comes. Yeah. A whole lot of people. But yeah, it's been interesting. I like doing it. I like talking to people and telling stories.
Now, are you from Beattyville? Are you from that particular area?
Yeah. I grew up just a mile over the hill from here. I think did I take you down there where I grew up, Sean?
He can't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Sean. So, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I take you down to where I grew up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, I had...
He had a moment. He had a Sean, so yeah. We'll just move on.
Yeah, except, I grew up in a holler now.
I'm getting a lot of feedback for some reason.
Well.
Yeah, that's on your end.
What's up, Josh Jones?
So are you open to donations to the museum if somebody comes across the
Shiner-related
artifact?
Yeah, we've had, you know, a few people donate some stuff for us to put in there. But, yeah, we'll take anything, any kind of artifact, any kind of stories or anything like that.
Awesome.
I know Ewok gave me a steel that we got in there from Tennessee that was found in a barn. And it was made like the ones that Popcorn made where they had the hole with the burner that goes through the center of it.
Burn tube.
Yeah,
burn
tube. It's made that way.
I like burn tube on.
It's 50-gallon one also. But I've had a lot of people give me some matchsticks and things like that. One was from the 1800s from Virginia.
Wow. Matt's got a pay still he don't use. He'd probably donate.
Yeah.
He don't know what paste is.
That's why he ain't never going to use it.
It's part of my museum.
I'm sorry. I could. You're right. I can't get rid of stuff in your museum.
Ohio Moonshine Museum.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself with that one. It was just there.
It's but, always there.
I'm working on me an old car for the museum. I can't wait to get it done.
It's what kind of car?
It's a 57 Fairlane Ford.
Nice.
A four-speed car. Yeah, you know, like Robert Mitchum drove in the movie, Thunder Road.
Are you tricking it out with compartments and things?
Well, I'm going to. I haven't got that far along yet. I'd like to put like a oil dump on it and a thing where I can drop nails if I wanted to. And just different things like that. Some of the things that they used to do.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll definitely I said we're gonna have to get down before June. We'll have to get together a weekend and everybody just hop in one vehicle and
We've been thinking about doing something like that. I'll work on that. Maybe we'll do that something for here before long.
Like a little mini event at the museum. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait till June. June's far off. There's one way it's way down.
Don't blink. It'll be here before you know it.
That'll
be getting cold again.
That's the first. That's the first great moonshine festival. That's like, hey, I got to go every year. I got to go to this. It's such a good time. You know, you get everybody that comes in, and it's like family, and just all the events and things. It's an awesome time. You can't be explained.
Right,
you just got to go and. You know, and then the after party up at whether you go up on the hill to Donnie's or you go up to the hotel and sit around the pool. Either way, you're gonna have a great time. So
I think we had 200 people here one night over here for the party.
I believe the first time I went up there, you know, like there's nowhere to park because there's so many fellas there and you know, you go up and you got a stage and people are playing music and everybody's just sitting around, you know, in their little groups having drinks, enjoying themselves. And it's like, man, this is what it's all about. This is the way it should be, you know. So
we built a new little stage. Wait till you see it. It's got lights and everything. It's all right.
Nice.
So did you have a part in the Beattyville Festival becoming what it was? Did you have some hand in that or was that somebody else?
Well, Teresa does up most of the work.
Nice.
99.9% of the work.
Nice.
You're just a pretty face, huh?
Yeah, I'm just a pretty face.
You're giving him an awful lot of credit now.
Where's she at? I thought I heard a voice off to the side there.
She's over making brownies right now.
I was going to say, she knows she can jump on if she likes.
Shit.
She's making brownies and I can't eat none of them.
Oh, nah. No, that's how it is. You know?
I got one question. Are they going to be burnt?
Yeah. Well, there's no smoke yet, but just give it a few minutes.
He can't eat them. He doesn't care. So.
Yeah, she thinks the smoke alarm's a timer. She said she done took her makeup off. She wasn't going to get on here.
So do you still do, you make any liquor of your own? Still?
I know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah. That's how I am. I don't do nothing. I let somebody else do it. I just pick me up a jar.
Right.
I got more alcohol than I could drink in three lifetimes. you know, jars have been given to me, so I don't need to make that ever again.
Right.
Talk about past experiences, you know. So,
yeah. Lord, I've made it for 30 years, I guess, or so now.
That's about all I've been alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's supposed to say that.
That's a third of Matt's life.
Yeah. Matt was born when fucking dirt roads, man.
Yeah.
So how big was your very first still?
Actually, it was a 50 gallon, believe it or not.
Really?
I've got it in the museum.
Nice.
That stainless one that's in there?
Yeah. That was my first still.
Wow.
Now, did you run the first thing that you ran on it? What you had learned from Grandpa, or
no? He never showed me anything. I went around, talked to everybody I could find, and watched videos and stuff and just done it on my own. And, well, there was the boy that came and helped me that was supposed to know what he was doing, but he didn't know what the hell he was doing either.
Yeah, I got a buddy like that.
You couldn't even drink it. It was the bad.
He never made nothing to taste, so I don't know how bad it is, but we all got a friend like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't talk about me like that.
I didn't know I was talking about you.
Think about making whiskey. Once you do it, you're hooked.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely. Yeah,
I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
may quit for a while, but you do it again or die. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's hard
at,
to find.
At drop of a dime, if somebody starts talking about it, you're instantly like, well, let's run it.
Yeah.
Let's run it.
Yeah,
man. I'm just getting started, and I'm thinking how many different places I can get mash started. So I have it staggered off, so on my days off, I can run liquor.
It's time to bump up, Uncle Joey. The old fella just ain't doing it. So.
Oh, yep, I know. I'm waiting. As soon as this mash is ready to run, somebody's coming over to help me get that one piece I need to get the other one up and started. Yeah.
A lot of us, it's the same, buddy, ain't it there, Bennett?
But I've had a rough few months, though. I've had a hard time lately.
You guys been film better?
I got bit by that tick. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
I can't eat red meat or nothing with dairy in it.
What?
Ooh. It's horrible.
Oh, I would die.
I've lost 58 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
But I don't know. It's everything you pick up's got milk in it. I can eat chicken and fish. That's about it.
So no. did you have Lyme disease then or no?
No, it's called Alphagal. Alphagal.
Damn.
You have to look it up and read about it. It's.
Will you get over it or is this?
Most people get over it after 5 years, 6 years or so. Oh. There's no cure for it.
Wow.
But now there is some people that's had acupuncture done and it's helped them. They put needles in your ear and leave them for 21 days. And
it doesn't sound very fun.
I was going to do that. I was scheduled to do that. And I had to take my dad to the hospital that day and I didn't get to go. And I waited 3 months to get that appointment. Now I got to wait again.
Yeah. Not being able to eat red meat and dairy, man, that'd be rough.
Oh, it's hard. I have to eat plant-based ice cream, plant-based cheese.
Oh.
Plant-based Reese cups.
Oh, that'd be the hardest.
I'd give anything for a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Or
listen. I'm plant-based, but one thing and one thing only.
I'm not going to ask what you're talking about.
He's talking about corn.
He goes corn. With
he's just he's talking about corn.
Good old corn. Yep.
Good old corn.
Yeah,
corn and fruits. So.
And you have you made many brandies, Donnie? Are you a corn? Are you a grain guy? A brandy guy?
I use a lot of rye.
Nice. Big Easy likes rye. No, he doesn't. No.
Sean likes the rye.
Yeah. I've actually won several awards, you know, making rye whiskey.
Nice.
So, oh, hell. What was I going to say?
You don't know.
No, there goes a fucking squirrel. You know?
Well, I get you every time, man.
Let's go back. When you was on the show,
yeah,
how'd all that come about? And what?
Well, somebody called them and gave them our name, and I got a call one day, and I thought somebody was just messing with me. I thought it was a joke, you know. I said, like, yeah, right, you know. but the producers of the show, they rented, got on a plane and flew to Lexington and rented a car and came here, and I took them, showed around, and they loved it. Here, they said it's the best place they'd ever seen. But I was glad we was on it. I don't know if I'd ever do it again, but I'm glad we was on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we could have still been on there, but they did some things I didn't like, and I sort of told them what I thought about it, and that's how that happened.
Yeah. They seem to be doing some things people don't like again. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all out of New York.
Well, you know, it's a bunch of people that are from a big city that.
Yeah, they're all out of New York.
You know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know, but it's going to run it into the ground, in my opinion.
Oh, they already have. They ruined the show.
Yeah, both of them. In my opinion, I don't feel like the show's going to have much longevity. It's not. I don't think it's going to last if they keep it going the way it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got a new producer over the show and stuff, so who knows? It may keep going. But they made a lot of people mad or done a lot of things that they shouldn't have.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed they've used Master Distiller as a talent pool.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting, but
right.
Nor here nor there. Oh, shit. But
I'll have to tell you what I think about that in private sometime.
Hey, you know how long someone's made liquor by the way they light the fucking burner?
I posted that here the other day.
Yep.
I just turn the gas off and throw matches at it. You know? Just turn it on and throw matches at it and see. It's going to light eventually, you know?
Yeah, it'll light something, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, shit. I learned that the hard way, too.
Everybody has a... I had
I had to burn it go out time. One time, and I went to light it back, you know.
Didn't know how long it was out.
Lord, it burned all the hair off my head, my face, my arms.
That's how I lost my hair.
And it never came back, son of a bitch.
You're right. I burned shit out of it that night.
I went to the barbershop. It was about 5 minutes before they closed. He said, Lord, son, what happened to you? it just melted, you know. The clippers wouldn't even go through it.
Just the smell. Oh,
Oh.
I don't know what it is about burnt hair, man, but it's one of the worst.
It's awful.
It was. So, been there.
I believe you told me one time of a story. You were in a building and there was a car wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, my business, it was in town, and I was in there running whiskey, and I heard a big crash, went looked out the door, and then the truck had wrecked. And that old boy come running up through there that was driving. He said, I got to get out here. He said, I think he's all right. If somebody else in the truck, he left him in there. And hell, I didn't go check on him. I went back inside because I was in there running. And next thing I know, here come the police and the fire truck. And they all parked right in my parking lot. Me sitting in there running with me. I turned the lights off, you know, and locked the door.
I understand.
Yeah. That'll make your hair fall out, too.
Oh, yeah. I just know they just want to come in and use a phone or something, you know.
Yeah.
Phone's out and the bathroom don't work.
I was going to say, the bathroom don't work and the phone don't. Yeah, the phone's out.
I was in there running one night and I heard something jiggling on the door, but I'd locked the door, you know. And I listened and I heard them get back in the car and I went and looked out and it was a police car. They was just doing a check to see if the doors were locked and stuff. And that's how close I got for him coming in right on top of me.
Wow. Checking to see if your doors is locked.
Lord, that's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah. Yep.
One time I was taking some to the X County over, and I just had it in the back of the truck, didn't have it covered up or nothing, you know. Come around the curve, and I couldn't go nowhere or nothing. I just had a roadblock. It scared me to death. Oh, hell. I got my driver's license out real quick, and I pulled up there, and I handed him officer there, and he said, "Oh, you're fine." He said, "We're looking for somebody." I said, "Oh, okay, well, good luck."
As long as it ain't me, bitch.
I got the hell.
Ain't me.
Like, don't mind me. I gotta go change my pants.
Or buy a new pair with the money you're about to collect.
He wasn't covered up or anything. If he'd looked back there, it'd been over with it.
Yeah, you live in beautiful country, man, for that. Yeah. There's a lot of history down there. And
It is beautiful, that's for sure.
I'm afraid it's going to change, though. They're going to build a resort here, and it's going to be like mini Gatlinburg, what they're saying. They're buying all the stores and all the land and any place to sell, they're buying.
Yeah.
All the motels. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Man.
I mean, they bought all the Action Oil land out here. There's like 5,000 or 6,000 acres of that. They're gonna put cabins on all that.
Wow.
No matter where you're at, man, they're gonna move in.
Yep.
They'll ruin the scenery, but they'll up the business. So it's kind of like they're tearing up the land, but yeah, you'll probably stay busy.
People's coming in here, they're buying all the property up, you know, just everything.
Yep.
But what kills me, people, they move here because they like it. But the first thing they do is try to change it to where they come from.
Yep.
Yeah.
Try to change it.
Thing they do is no trespassing signs and gates and everything.
Yeah.
I used to actually right here, like on a four-wheeler or side-by-side, I could drive 100 miles and never cross the same trail and just make a loop. But you can't do that anymore.
Hmm.
I know. You took us when me and Braden were down there. That damn waterfall, right, and that cave, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, everything starting to get bigger around you, Donnie, you ever thought about opening a distillery there on site too?
I think about it all the time. I've got an idea, but we'll just have to see how it goes.
Is it as much of a nightmare in Kentucky as it is.
It's easy to go legal here.
Really?
It's nothing.
Might be something cool to add to your museum. And don't you have an Airbnb or not Airbnb, but a bed and breakfast there on the property too?
Well, I got a little cabin, but my nephew's living in it right now.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice little cabin. If it's the same one we stayed in.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where he's staying at that now. My brother's boy, my brother and Herman both died the same week, you know.
Ooh, sorry for your loss.
Yep.
Sorry.
They was here about every day, and now there's, you know, nobody to help me do anything. Dad comes and helps me a little bit, but he's 82 years old.
Didn't he got bit by Copperhead, five, 6 years ago?
Teresa's dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's got bit twice. He got bit again last year.
Tater.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tater.
He has no luck.
Yeah. The first time he was picking up a hoop cow out of the garden, and there was a copperhead underneath that bit him. And the second time he already killed it. I thought it was dead, and it somehow he got close to it. It bit him again. So. That was a couple years later.
That'd be the last time I go anywhere around one of them if I was him.
But we killed a rattlesnake right up here by the shop last summer. Teresa, she walks out to the end of the road back about every night. And it was already dark. She called. She said, "There's something laying in the road. It might be a stick, but I'm not for sure." I said, "Well, I'll come up there and look." And sure enough, it was a rattlesnake. Of course, our dog, Jed, he's been bit twice too by a copperhead.
Jeez.
He tried to eat him.
He'll kill everyone he sees, though. But he's about died twice, though. The first time he got bit, I was at the shop, you know, sitting there. Had the door up. I seen it happen. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. But I had just done some work for a guy up the road, old man. And he was telling me, you know, about cuckleberries. You know, it looks like a little football with spikes on it.
Mm-hmm.
He said you grind them up and put them in milk and it will cure a snake bite when a veterinarian can't cure it.
Huh.
And we called him. Well, I called his neighbor and he said, oh, yeah, he stays up all night long. So then I called him, and he had some. He keeps them in the freezer. He's got some of those bushes out front, like people paint rose bushes, but he's got those bushes. And we ground them up, put them in milk, and give it to that dog, and within 5 minutes, he's up walking around.
Really?
Yeah.
Might be planting some of them bushes, Donnie.
Yeah, well, he said it would probably work on a human, but he never did try that. But he, that old man, he may be dead now. He was pretty old then. But he was telling me stories about he made whiskey too when he was younger. He told me a story about they had to jump off a cliff one time. They was running from the revenuers and about killed both of them, he said.
Well, I'd say down there about most people either, you know, had a hand in either making it or sort
everybody
of the process.
Yeah,
making it or running it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, they was no work around here, and there's still no work around here, and you know, unless you're in the school system or something like that, courthouse.
Yeah. Now, unless you want to work at Dollar General's, I'd say they're about everywhere. At least over in McGoffin County, they're everywhere.
Well, you know, I'll be honest, it's going to be curious what's going on down in Kentucky, because I think they're trying to push the cannabis industry into the state of Kentucky, and that'll be interesting for a lot of the land down there. Mm-hmm. There's some good growing property down there, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a matter of time. If you look at the map, there's like 8 states that have no cannabis. You know, that's zero, almost zero tolerance for THC. They allow CBD, but like, what is it, Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas, some out in the Middle West, and it's just a matter of time before it's just nationwide.
I think I saw, you know,
money.
Years ago, the governor of Kentucky was completely against it, but I think, you know, now with the state that Kentucky's in financially, there's so much money to be made from it. I think they're looking at it back a little differently now, and they might jump in the pool like some of the other states are.
Yeah, I think they're in the process of giving out permits now. I think they're doing it like a lottery. Not everybody's going to get one, but I think every town can get one or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got a beautiful place, man, like on the top of a mountain, big old clearing out. It's hard to find something like that.
How long have you lived
there, Donnie, in that particular property? Is that something that's been was that family property? Did you stumble upon that and buy that? Or
Well, I grew up about a mile from here, down over in the holler here. And when this came up for sale, I knew I wanted it right then. And I got up, called the guy, and I bought it that day.
Nice. Was he a family friend or somebody that you had known?
I knew him, yeah.
Okay.
But there's some petroglyphs here. Did I ever show them to you, Sean?
Yeah.
There's some carbons there. They really don't know what they are. One is an ancient Celtic religious writing. One was Vikings could have done it. It's hard to believe if it was underwater, you know. Another one was tally marks or something, or sharpening sight for Indians. That's what all the theories was. It's in a book called Rock Art of Kentucky. But it's probably more likely, you know, sharpening sight for Indians.
Yeah.
Be my guess, but I don't know. They don't know either. But there's only one other place in the world that they found like that, and it was in Virginia or somewhere.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's a lot of history on that property.
Yeah. Well, the property I live on, Daniel Boone personally surveyed this property. There's 3 or 4 properties here local that he surveyed. And there's a cemetery right behind my cabin over here, and it's got all these kinfolk buried in it. His grandson and granddaughters and right on down the line.
we definitely making a trip.
And my grandpa on my dad's side died when I was 2 days old. I never got to meet him. And when my granny remarried, she married a great 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 grandson of Danny Bowden.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's pretty neat.
So yeah, your area is real rocky and a lot of rock cliffs.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me a story about a couple guys, wasn't it, up there? Got stuck or something like that.
Oh yeah, we had a party here, and I talked to that boy earlier. I didn't even know him, and I told him maybe it was one way up there and two ways down.
That's solid advice.
Went up there, and he actually fell off of it and landed on a little ledge. If he'd been 2 feet to the right or 2 feet to the left, he'd been dead.
He chose both ways down.
Yeah, he landed on that ledge, and nobody could get to him. And I went up there and got to where I could, you know, I couldn't see him, but I could talk to him. And I said, "You hurt or anything?" And he said, "No." He said, "I'm not hurt." I said, "Well, you just hang on." I had a buddy that's a rock climber, you know, and I called him, and he came, and he was four or five people went up there to help him, and they couldn't get back down either. and they had to rig up some rope and stuff and repelled them off. But it was probably midnight or later when all that was happening.
Wow.
Everybody was talking about coal law and all this, and everybody drunk.
It's like, no, we're getting him. We're getting him. He's coming down one way or another. It's all right.
I got this. Hold my jar.
The jars.
I should just flew up there and got him, I guess. we've had some good times around here.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. We're going to come down to make some more.
Yeah.
I'm sure Uncle Joey would do something like that for us.
I've been wanting to do something before it gets hot. Anyway, get a few of us together and do something.
I mean, Memorial Day weekend might be a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We might do it before then. All
right.
There April. You go.
Yeah.
Sometime in April?
Maybe the end of this month. I don't know for sure. I don't want it to be hot.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you either get, you know, wet, hot. Well, this time of year is the hit and miss for fucking everything. So
we've had the worst winter we've had in a long time. I've had my feel of it, I tell you that.
Yeah, the whole country felt like what it was like to be Ohio.
Yeah,
we're used to almost 60 here tomorrow.
Yeah. It's gonna be warm here than storm, I think, tomorrow night.
And then we're supposed to get flurries on Thursday.
The next day.
Now, living where you live, do you get a lot of storms right there? Are you in a valley, or does it miss you?
I'm up on top. We don't seem like the tornadoes stuff misses, but get everything else, I think.
Yeah. Get that downpour, man. I'm telling you, I was calf deep. I was calf deep in minutes. Like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Just a little storm. A little storm goes by, and here comes the big rain. And then you're just calf deep, you know.
It was bad that day.
Yeah, it was.
The funniest thing was when the lightning struck and Crazy Chuck was walking down through there. Did y'all see the video of that?
Huh.
Oh, God, I bet he jumped 4 or 5 feet in the air. I mean, it's the funniest thing you're seeing.
I don't blame him. Yeah,
it's so funny. Yeah. He was walking down through there, you know, being all cool and everything.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. As soon as the dates are finalized for it, you know, then we'll definitely – let everybody know when we're going.
I think June the 14th is when it's going to be.
If it's the 14th, then we'll be there the 14th. Might go down the day before.
Yeah, that's come day four. That's when we have a party.
That's what I'm talking about. We might come down that Friday.
Yeah.
Might all get together and head down that Friday and come hang out and The festival second to none, you know, just the camaraderie and the people there. It's like family. They got a lot of things going on, and it's a damn good time.
It's just like going to a family reunion to all these festivals and things. I really like going, seeing everybody.
Yeah. Like I said, this past year is my first year, and it amazed me how everybody was just.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite
ones.
It's
like everybody knew me, but yeah, they didn't. They didn't care. It just.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk, they're going to talk, and everybody was happy.
Right.
It was a good time.
I've heard a lot of people say it's a good time, so I'm looking forward to it myself.
And it's not that far to drive.
It's just a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Like, it's like for us, it's like 3.5 hours. So it's like, it's an easy day trip, you know, not for me anyway. And hell, I'm driving home afterwards, but it's an easy day trip for most people to go down, hang out, have a good time, and head back. And you're right. So if it's on the 14th, Sean will be there on the 15th.
Yeah, he'll be there when it's over with.
Here we go,
Sean. It's on the 12th.
Okay,
man, you're giving him a lot of credit.
Doing large stuff. It's on the 12th, so we'll make sure he gets there. It'll be a great time. So, well,
for sure, and it's a beautiful place. You know, you can festival. You can go up and you can do some hiking. Whatever you want.
The gorge is just down the road.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
I would imagine if you come out on that Friday, Gordon, you know, we're all going to be there to check out the museum and things like that. So
it sounds like your area is a highly traveled area. Even a motorcycle guy that I work with, his motorcycle club, they ride through there. He said they always stop in Vadyville. You know, your area seems like it's a nice area. And like I said, I'm excited to get down that way.
Yeah.
Now, see, I might be early because of that. I might bring my bike down and just go ride.
Well, I was getting ready to say, because, you know, I'm new in the side-by-sides, but.
Just like his dad.
When we were down there, I saw a bunch. Apparently, there's a lot of trails down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a couple off-road parks here. The biggest one is called Hollerwood, and I wanted to name that. Teresa, you know, she was one that got it started. I was one that named it.
Oh, yeah.
We used to four-wheel it all the time, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. That's all we were doing.
A little easier bounce back when you're younger, now.
You
get a little up there.
I can't even ride in a regular car now. It hurts the back.
That's not this club.
Hello.
How you doing, Mama B? Yeah, it's awesome. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited for that one. That's the first one for me. That's what kicks off the season. And then it's like, bang, 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 bang. They're back. It's like almost they're back to back all summer long. Yeah, but
something every weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, that's like I said, it's my favorite one. You know, it's not like you go to the Hillbilly Jam and you know, like that's a lot at one time. When you go to Beattyville, it's like down home family. Everybody just hangs out, has a good time. You know, if you've got a little jar, you can just sip. You know, I got old Apple Rye. I got Rye Daddy drunk on peach brandy last year. He was getting lit up Saturday. I'm like, here you go, man. Yeah. So you know, Rye Daddy likes Big Easy peach brandy. And, I have something special for you this year, Wes. So you come see me. Hopefully I'll see you there. But yeah, it's awesome. It's family. It's amazing. So
yeah, that's why we wanted it to be too. You know,
they even let Sturge sing on stage last year. You know, so
oh, that's right. Yes, he did.
Andy left his shit.
He did.
I was going to fail all the stuff.
Let's be for real. You know, he left like 10 grand worth of podcast equipment stuff, you know, cameras and things like that. And he's freaking out and he made one post and they seen it and they're like, hey man, we found your stuff. It's in the garage. It'll be here. And he's like, dude, I didn't get it for a while. And he was like, and it was all there. So, and to him, and now it's his first time down. So he really, really got to see what it's like, you know, like everybody, it looks out for each other, you know, like, and he left all, and he was just amazed. He was talking about that when we rode out to, went out to see old Vaughn this past weekend, and he brought that up. And I was like, well, you know, it's kind of what we do. You know, I guess how it should be. Everybody should look out for each other and care for each other, and, you know, and only bust each other's balls when you know, all the time, because it's funny.
Just but, on days that end in Y.
That's right. You know, it's all love. So, hey, you're right. Make that 915-mile trip.
It's worth it.
It is.
I'm excited.
It's under 1,000. It's doable. Sean, everybody wants to know, did you work out today so you don't get beat up by Matt Brown?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. That's for another show. So.
No, actual workout, not your jaws.
Oh, no.
I've been awful quiet tonight.
No, he puts it in, so. Yeah, it doesn't matter how hot it is. It's still a great time. It's worth it. It's awesome. So I definitely enjoy it. So, but anyways, you know, I think we've had everybody here long enough. Coming up on an hour, we definitely appreciate you coming on and talking about the museum and the festival, and you know, sharing a few of your stories with us.
I'm full of stories. Know. I just got to have something trigger them.
That's right. oh, don't worry.
Trigger them.
We could sit here till for another 3 hours and just start talking moonshine, and you know, but we won't make everybody listen to that tonight. Anyways, it's Monday. A lot of us got to get up early in the morning. Matt and Sean. I don't know if Uncle Joey gets a day off or not.
Nope, I got work tomorrow.
Okay.
What?
And Sean, stay up all night.
You're part time. You don't work.
2 days this week.
So when we decide to go down, if we decide to go down beforehand, we'll let everybody know we're headed down that way. But I know we'll for sure be down. Some of us, not if all of us, will be down the Friday before the festival. So I'd imagine the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You know, meet us in Beattyville. We're going to have a good time. So you're right. Sean don't know how to make moonshine. He just likes to watch other people do it. So you think he's learned something by now.
He knows how to work the hoe.
Or he had to run it for him.
I think I'm the only one that didn't work the hoe.
No, you did. I got video. I got video because I was amazed he was working. So I took video because nobody was going to believe me. So, you know, video or didn't happen, got video.
Hey, I had to play the game.
Yeah.
I got you to use a hoe when there's mash sticks hanging on the wall.
Dude, I'll break them. I don't want to break the stuff. I can't break the hoe. I smash. You know this. I break shit. So. I can only break so much stuff writing a lot over no more. That was when I was a kid, you know, you reach a limit at somebody's house and their parents be like, hey, man, he's not allowed over here anymore. He's broken too many things. So I can't help myself. It's just who I am. Accept me. But anyways, Donnie, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
Have a
great time. We'll definitely see you on the 13th of June at the Beattyville Bourbon and Moonshine Festival. And if you're in town, go check out the Beattyville Moonshine Museum. It's awesome. Anyways, y'all have a great night. Thanks for joining us. I'm Big Easy. Who are you?
I'm Uncle Joey.
There you go. Who are you?
I'm just a creepy guy in the corner.
All right. And who's this?
Right on Tom Rigsby.
That's right. And who's our guest?
I'm Donnie Benton.
All right. And it's Still Talking Uncut. Everybody still talking have a great uncut. Night.